From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the case against Russian hacking is being presented in Washington. Russia's suspected interference in the 2016 U.S. election is the focus of two U.S. Senate hearings Thursday, as well as a briefing for President Barack Obama. President-elect Trump continues to cast doubt on the conclusion of the U.S. intelligence that Russia interfered in the U.S. presidential election. VOA's Lada Tahok has more.
Trump has consistently praised Russian President Vladimir Putin, most recently for not responding in kind to the Obama administration's expulsion of Russian diplomats from the United States. Trump's steadfast defense of Russia and Putin puts the president-elect outside the mainstream of America, says Brian Katulis, a U.S. expert on national security.
Republicans in Congress have called for special investigations into Russia's activities that go above and beyond what President Obama has asked intelligence agencies to do. So, in essence, President-elect Trump has placed himself outside of the mainstream of the country that he's about to govern on this issue of Russia.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A car bomb exploded outside a courthouse in the western Turkish city of Izmir Thursday, wounding at least 10 people and sparking clashes in which at least two terrorists were killed. The reports say several ambulances were rushed to the scene after the blast outside the prosecutor's and judge's entrance to the court in the usually peaceful city on the Aegean Sea. The Reuters news agency is now quoting police sources as saying one Turkish police officer and one courthouse employee were killed in the blast. The Turkish news agency says police clashed with terrorists, during which two of them were killed and one escaped. This is VOA News. At least nine people were killed when a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria, the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week, that according to state media. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll in Jabla, a government stronghold, at 14. The ceasefire in Syria appeared fragile even before this attack as government forces escalated their offensive near the capital of Damascus. And a coalition of rebel groups said they would suspend their participation in the preliminary peace talks set for later this month. The negotiations are scheduled to be held in the capital of Kazakhstan, although the rebels indicated they are withdrawing due to what they said is a Syrian government violation of the ceasefire agreement, which was reached on December 30th. The peace talks are being organized by Russia, Iran, and Turkey. The United Nations says thousands of Iraqis have been forced to flee Mosul over the past 5 days since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in the operation to free the city from the grip of Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. As a result, the UN says more than 13,000 people have fled Mosul since the operations were restarted on December 29th. The coalition forces have retaken about a quarter of the city since October, and humanitarian aid is being dispersed into new neighborhoods as IS fighters are cleared out of eastern Mosul. A spokesman for one of Sweden's three nuclear power plants says they will have armed guards outside of the facility starting next month, a decision made by the country's nuclear watchdog. Anders Osterberg of the Oskarshamn power station says the elevated level was based on a general security assessment, not a specific threat. Osterberg said on Thursday in an email to the Associated Press that the Swedish Radiation Safety Authority decided last year that guards should carry firearms as of February 1st. There was no immediate word from the authority. Sweden has a total of 10 reactors, providing about half of that country's electricity production. Cycling. World records can be broken, even if you're 105 years old. For Frenchman Robert Marchand, it turned out to be the perfect age to set a new world record for bicycling. Wednesday, Marchand set the world record in the 105-plus category by riding nearly 22.547 kilometers in 1 hour at the Velodrome National in France. That wasn't his best time. 3 years ago, the retired fireman rode 26.926 kilometers an hour.
That's the latest world news from VOA.